Ron, any time we think of wisdom, at least at the human level, we can't help but think of Solomon. Let's talk a little bit about his path to achieving godly wisdom and what it takes for us to gain wisdom ourselves.
That's a great question, Brian. You know, the first thing we notice about Solomon is that he was wise enough to know he wasn't wise enough. He knew that as king, he'd need more wisdom than he possessed at the time. But it takes a wise person to know that he hasn't arrived, that he needs more wisdom than he has right now to get the job done. But more than that, Solomon demonstrated humility. And one of the things I want to stress is that humility precedes wisdom. Now, Solomon could have had anything he wanted. God made him that offer. Not only was Solomon already wise enough to choose wisdom above all else, but again, it took great humility for him to make that choice. He was more concerned with what he could offer the people of Israel, his wisdom and his leadership, than he was what he could gain. So let's apply this to what we talked about over the past 2 days. You or I or anyone who wants wisdom, we have to first be humble. And let's review the 3 ways I talked about getting wisdom. They are to fear God, read the Bible, and simply ask God for wisdom. Humility is required in each case. Now, a proud person fears no one, certainly not to the degree with which the Bible asks us to fear the Lord. A proud person won't typically immerse himself or herself in God's Word. And of course, to ask for wisdom is an open admission that you don't have enough wisdom already. So again, humility is the key. So to our listeners, what I would say is humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. That's precisely what He did for Solomon, and He'll do it for you. But you have to pursue God and pursue wisdom more than you pursue anything else.